Well, today is going to be day number 17. Yesterday was day number 16 in the month of May, at or above 90 degrees. That will tie us for the record for the most 90-degree days in the month of May, going all the way back to 1871 in Jacksonville. So that's a long-standing record. And tomorrow will most likely break it, having our 18th 90-degree day. But it could be a little closer tomorrow because thunderstorms become a little more numerous in the afternoon. So it'll all come down to when exactly those storms form. But we're still looking at probably low 90s tomorrow, which would give us day number 18 and break the record. And then Friday, it's even tighter because the showers and thunderstorms will be even more numerous. So there is some good news in that we have some much-needed rain on the way. We got toyed with yet again late yesterday and last evening. There were some downpours around for sure, no doubt, but they were widely scattered. There were some flashes of lightning, some claps of thunder, but it was more of a teaser for most neighborhoods. And although we did manage a quarter of an inch here at CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's top of our roof, but nearby neighborhoods, nothing at all. Some spots got a little bit more. Today, we will reach the mid-90s yet again this afternoon. Partly sunny, hot, humid, and we'll see about 30 to 40% coverage of late afternoon and early evening showers and thunderstorms once again. You get underneath one, it pours, but you just have to get lucky and get underneath one of those. And then tomorrow, the coverage goes up to more like 60, maybe even 70% of the area, so more numerous tomorrow afternoon. We still reach the low 90s, and even more so, just about everybody getting rain at one time or another Friday afternoon and evening. So that's some good news. Trending wetter for a short time. It still does not look to be the official kickoff of our wet season, which I define as at least half the area getting rain 3 days in a row that's not driven by anything, any large-scale weather system, like a front, for example. And in this case, the rainfall has not been that widespread initially. It will be more widespread Thursday and Friday, but driven by a front. So still won't meet the criteria of a wet season start, at least not yet. And in fact, we go back to dry over the weekend. This is a wonderful cool front, especially for late May coming through the area Friday night. It'll clear us out just in time for the weekend. Saturday, we start out with some clouds, but that'll give way to sunshine as we get into the middle of the day and into the afternoon. We'll likely stay a bit below 90 on Saturday, but more importantly, noticeably lower humidity. It'll be far more comfortable, and that allows our temperatures really to dive nicely Saturday night, well down into the 60s before getting back into the upper 80s on Sunday, but again with comfortable humidity. So that's some good news as we head toward your weekend. With all the weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV. And remember, this is Wednesday, May 27th. That means 1 week from today is when the First Alert weather team will be at the Fair and Fair Studios at WOKV, Action News Jax, and we'll be talking about, of course, all the weather all the time. All you need to do is sign up online.